Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Joel Hargis, an instrument-rated private pilot who flies regularly around Florida and the Southeast for business in his Mooney. Joel is EAA Chapter 534 President and Young Eagle Coordinator promoting aviation.
Hello, I'm Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. We are here at Sun and Fun 2023, and I'll tell you what a beautiful week we've had here. If you haven't made it out to the show, there's still time, folks. It's beautiful today. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. The night aerobatic show is tonight. So if you're watching, you're somewhere close, get in a car, drive on over. It'd be a great time to visit. So we're live here in the studio this afternoon, and I'm with Gary GPS Reeves. And it doesn't stand for, you know, GPS as you know it. It's Gary in the pink shirt. That is your trademark, isn't it, Gary?
It really has kind of become my brand. Thanks for having me back, Joel. I appreciate it.
Well, Gary, I know we try to get you on every year because you're an incredible instructor and have been Flight Instructor of the Year in what, 2019?
2019 FAA National, uh-huh.
Well, that's an incredible achievement.
Well, nobody else ran that year.
Oh, I got it by come default. On. I don't believe that for a minute. But I know in just talking to you briefly that you do niche instruction.
Yeah, I've
you're kinda, not like a primary guy.
No, I don't even know how to fly VFR. Is the code like 1700 or something? I'm not real sure. I have focused most of the two decades of teaching experience on taking people who are good at IFR and making them great at Avidyne, Garmin, glass panels, autopilots, and ForeFlight when things go wrong. Because every instructor is good at Avidyne or Garmin and making them good enough to pass the IFR check ride, I have a niche where I take people who are good and through either my video training or large fleets and private owners hire me for a mastery program to be great when things aren't normal. Like, let's go direct to a DME fix for an unpublished hold after three back-to-back ATC reroutes, and then you're going to hand fly a ForeFlight only approach 0-0 to the ground. So if you're good at IFR, that's when people buy my videos and hire me for training because they want to be great.
That's interesting. And, you know, I've got a bunch of IFR time. I file almost everywhere I go.
Sure.
And so I know we got some other stuff we want to talk about, but I want to deep dive that a little bit.
Sure.
For the audience. So, So you talk about reroutes and stuff like that. Many times that's weather.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
What are the other instances that would cause it to just go completely sideways for an IFR pilot that you can help?
It just takes one thing to put you slightly behind. So ForeFlight, greatest thing since sliced bread. And there's so many good programs, FlyQ and WingX, and there's a bunch of... I use ForeFlight because it's the one that has the most features. But people will use the Route Advisor and they'll file a Victor Airway route because other people have. What they don't realize is most of the country, nobody wants you on a Victor Airway. So you'll get the IFR clearance that the 300 people before you did, but while you're climbing out, they'll give you a complete reroute amendment. And now you're just one step behind. Not a problem. You're good at IFR. You can catch up. And then unexpected weather hits. Now you're two steps.
Yeah.
And then the airport you're going to, the weather got much worse than you thought it would. And now you have to divert to an unplanned airport. And when you get three steps behind, everybody who's ever died in a general aviation accident was a good pilot. But good only works if things are normal.
I completely agree with that. And so, I want to talk about that because I'm going to learn something here, if you don't mind. I'm going to take advantage of sitting here talking to you.
Yeah.
And so I don't file that way.
Huh?
I almost always file direct.
Mm-hmm.
Almost always. And then I go from Leesburg, Lena Echo Echo, to, and you're a California guy, so you may not.
Supposedly, I live in Texas, but last year I was on the road 240 nights.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You're in high demand.
My private 3-day trainings are sold out usually 7 months in advance.
See, that's just a testimony to how good this guy is over here. You may want to, we'll give your information out, because not that you need the business, but
yeah,
we'll do that.
I'm fine.
So anyway, I go to here to Fort Lauderdale a lot. Mm-hmm. I always file direct because I know, because I've done that trip 50 times. Mm-hmm. I know no matter what I file, they're not going to give it to me. They're going to reroute me every time. Every single time.
So that's actually one of the exceptions when you should be on a Victor Airway. East to west in Florida, the centers have preferred routing that they have to use. They're always going to put you on a Victor Airway east to west in Florida. That's kind of an exception.
Not always.
And then they're going to change it.
And so, mm-hmm. and actually Central Florida, of course, there's a bunch of restricted airspace right there,
sure,
in the middle. It's one of the only places. So normally when you fly east, you fly at an odd altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Florida.
No, they just put you wherever you fit.
Yeah, I mean, there's just certain sections that I've done over and over and over. And I've even talked to controllers about this. Why? And their answer is, well, that's just the way we do it here.
Yeah, it's just spacing.
Because you may very well be at an even altitude going east and an odd altitude going west. And it's not every time, and it's... Mm-hmm. So you just got to be on your toes.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of being beyond just good. Because anybody can fly what they expect to fly, but when they get those little wrinkles thrown in, if they get three steps behind, bad things happen.
So it was funny because I've made that trip so many times. I was going down to Fort Lauderdale, and I've known it's usually Pahokee 437 Brickell back to FXE,
sure,
right? That's always, I've gotten that many, many times.
Right.
That's what I'm expecting. I don't have it dialed in yet because I'm not believing them yet until I get it.
Sure.
I went down there the other day, and this was a great testimony for keeping your database updated.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me three fixes I had never heard of.
Yep.
And of course, you know, a fix is a five-letter phonetic, right? And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I need that. And it had me behind, is my point.
That's and you are good at IFR.
Yeah, but, oh yeah, I fly it all
but
the time.
Just the little wrinkles.
But
yeah.
But to your point, I was behind there for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I always do when I get a fix like that I'm really not familiar with,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I do, and you can tell me if this is right or wrong, good
sure.
thing, bad thing, is I always ask for a vector to my first fix. Until I get this logged in, can you give me a vector to that first fix? They always do.
I've been doing this for 20 years, and the first thing I say is, I need to put that in my FMS. Can I have a suggested heading? Just point me the right way.
So that is a good thing.
No, it's the best thing.
All right.
Yep.
I'll tell you another story.
Okay.
And because, like I say, I'm going to sit here and learn, and then we're going to promote what you're doing because it's awesome.
Good. Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks.
But I was flying Florida to Maine.
Okay.
Over the top of Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
I'm single pilot, IFR,
okay,
no GPS in my old Mooney.
Okay.
So I'm flying the fixes on my iPad. And if you've flown over there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've flown in every Bravo airspace. I've landed at most of them. Yeah, I've done it.
So the problem was they would change my route, and before I could even find it on my iPad, they changed it again.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Mm-hmm. Happens anywhere near Newark, JFK, or Boston.
Yep.
It's, we will reroute you. We don't have time for a readback. Hang on. We're going to do it again in 30 seconds. Because they have to. They're not trying to mess you up, but there's so many moving pieces. They're just trying to keep you separate. And it's a constant puzzle game.
Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the right thing.
You're doing fine.
Appreciate that. That makes me feel better.
So
anyway, enough of my tutelage.
No, it's great.
Well, it's real world, right? I mean, because that's real world. And most pilots don't fly through that airspace, you know. But if you ever do, you need to know that they're going to just hammer you.
And that's the only reason people buy my videos and my books. They're already good, but I just have 20 years of real world experience. That's all the only thing I have.
Yeah. That's great. And so you've been doing this for 20 years.
Almost 20 years, two decades, yeah.
And let's back up to, so you say you run a 3-day program,
mm-hmm.
and Is that you physically with them?
Uh-huh.
All right. So they get you privately for 3 days?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. And you fly with them?
Yes.
Some ground school?
First day's ground, 2 days of flying. Very large fleets hire me. I do a lot of fleet training. I have a 135 and 141 approved avionics training program. I was just in Ketchikan, Alaska, training Temsco helicopters because they get 50 new pilots every 12 months. They're going to watch my customized ground school, but I had to train their instructor first. So all of their new hires will show up knowing how to work the Avidyne. Now they can focus on flying the helicopter. I work with a lot of 141 flight schools. Before their new people show up, they already know how to work the radio. So I'm taking the workload off of them. But I work with mostly private owners.
Yeah.
Trained in a twin turbine Augusta helicopter in Oakland. And the next day I was flying a 182 in Texas.
Yeah. Well, that's got to make it really interesting.
I love my job.
Never dull moment. Yeah. And it's not inexpensive. What'd you say? It's 14?
A 3 day program with me. Everybody, please have a pillow near you. Is $14,700 plus travel, but it's much better if they come to me. If they come to me in Texas, they learn more because they get away from work and family distractions, and we can really do some cool approaches that they've never seen. But huh. I've been to Australia. I'm supposed to go to Guam in a couple months. Absolutely, I'll go anywhere.
And one of the things that's really your passion, I mean, that's been your bread and butter, so to speak, right? But one of the things that's your passion is training flight instructors.
Yeah, so the best flight instructor I ever had, 65-year-old retired banker, Harry Leicher. I thought I was a good pilot. I was clearly wrong. He was the best flight instructor I've ever had because he took me to my first FAA wings class. So I've taught for a long time. I used to own a big flight school in L.A., and I realized the problem about a year and a half ago. There's a lot of older flight instructors that say, well, we hate the time builder instructors because they don't care. No instructor building time for an airline has ever said to me, I don't care if my student dies. I don't care if they pass the check, right? Of course they care, but they don't have the experiences that we've had. So I had this harebrained idea. Aviation's been great to me. I want to develop a video program for like the top five mistakes good instructors make teaching private pilot. And Avemco Insurance gave me $4,000 to actually create three videos, and they would always be free for instructors.
Nice.
And I said, yeah, but it really needs to be 6 hours, and it needs to have FA Wings credit, and I want to write a 300-page book, but I don't want to write it. So if I wrote the CFI Pro Tips book, it would not be a good book because it's only my limited view. So what I'm doing is I'm soliciting, and this is why I'm here. If you are a flight instructor, ground instructor, or a very low-time private pilot, and you go to pilotsafety.org and you click on CFI Pro Tips, you can submit your short pro tip or your story. And what we're writing it for is the instructor that's never been in an airplane in their life as a flight instructor. And day one has 20 years of experience from 500 people all over the world.
Wow.
And that will reduce GA accidents. I'm a huge fan of NAFI and SAFE. I'm members of both. But David St. George at SAFE told me something terrifying to me. The majority of new flight instructors teach for less than 1 year before they move on to the next career step. It's not that they don't care. Of course they care. But they never have time to build the experience that we've had.
Right.
So we want to share these experiences for free with instructors. And when I say free, it's always free. Avemco Insurance, thank you so much, gave me the first $4,000. I am contributing personally out of my private bank account $50,000 to pay for this program, to print the books, and guarantee it will always be free to any ground instructor or flight instructor or somebody studying to be an instructor that wants it.
Gary, I got to tell you, that may be the most philanthropic thing I've ever heard for flight safety ever. That is an unbelievable gift to the aviation safety community, particularly for the flight instructor, you know, to make them better. And you know, as we discussed this before we got on the air, I'm like, so how are you going to make money on this? And your answer was,
well, I'm not. I don't need to. Aviation's been very good to me. But, you know, it's not even my idea. This is what Harry Leicher, the retired Wells Fargo banker that was the best instructor, did for me when I was studying to be a commercial pilot. When I went through instructor school, I had mentors like Rod Machado, and this is what everybody did for me. I just want to pass it along. And if every flight instructor knows a little bit better, then GA accident rates have to go down.
Right.
So I will make money. If we reduce GA accidents, my insurance on my aircraft will go down. So yeah, it'll pay off for me.
Well, that's, again, that may be one of the most philanthropic things I've ever heard of, and from somebody in aviation, you know, that's quite a given. And it's going to cost you not only money, but it's going to take a lot of time to do this.
I'm actually not working. I'm not taking private clients for 2 months to develop this program. But it's really just, it's not the money. Don't even worry about it. I'm giving a little chunk of change. What's going to make this succeed is the instructors who will give me one of their best pro tips.
So, and you said they can actually contribute those tips on the FAA site?
No, on my site.
Oh, on your site.
Yeah, so on...
Well, back up, because you went through that very quickly.
I know. So pilotsafety.org is where the guy in the pink shirt lives. There's a button at the top that says CFI Pro Tips. Any ground instructor, flight instructor, low-time student pilot can submit a pro tip, a short three-line tip, or like a three-paragraph story that would help future instructors. And I'm totally about they need to be profitable. So if you're a flight instructor and you contribute a tip or a story, you get contributing author credit. You're now a published author. And the book and my videos will have a direct link to your website to promote what you do for money. I want them to be successful.
That is fantastic. So I don't know if our crew can actually put a CG up on that website. Say it one more time.
Pilotsafety.org. And at the top right, there's a button that says CFI Pro Tips. But remember Avemco Insurance, who really started the charity with this, only at Sun and Fun, and only today, Saturday, from 2:30 to 3:30. You should get there by 2. There's going to be a couple hundred people lined up. We are giving out the first very rough draft of the book.
Really?
We only have 150, but we're going to give them out today, and they're not even done. But let's start this. So we're giving them out today, only at the Avemco booth, Hangar C, booth 56, 2:30 to 3:30. Please get there early. Warning, everything is free, but they're going to make you take a picture with me. So there is a high price.
Oh, that's funny. And so is it only for flight instructors? As a pilot, can we get one or no?
Well, it's really designed for either current ground or flight instructors or people who are studying to be an instructor.
Oh, okay.
So as a private pilot, please don't take one today. You could simply get one at Oshkosh or download a PDF version for free. But it's really for people who are really close to being an instructor. But it doesn't have anything to do about passing a check ride or a written test. It's just the real world pro tips. You know the best pro tip I've gotten so far? Michael Farlow, a dear friend of mine in Dallas, Texas, has been an instructor for a little less than a year. He goes, I got a pro tip for you. And I go, what? He goes, put this, shut up sometimes. And that's actually in the book. And it says, shut up sometimes. And I go, well, what do you mean? He goes, especially new flight instructors, we know so much. We've memorized so many rules that we never stop talking in the airplane. We don't even know if the student has a question. And it's that made me a better instructor. So it's not just for new instructors. I've been teaching for almost 2 years. And I'm like, that's awesome. I you may not notice, I like to talk. I'm going to be a better instructor if I stop sometimes and I shut up and I say, do you have any questions?
Well, I've always heard for instructors, they should teach on the ground and fly in the plane.
Yes, sir.
Right? I mean, you give the instruction on the ground. Don't give it in the air. Give it on the ground. So that goes to exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And you're saying that most flight instructors,
especially when you're
struggle
new,
with that.
You just keep talking because you, like, hey, you're fast, you're slow. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Hey, you're uncoordinated. That doesn't mean anything. So say one thing did they understand it? And I learned this, supposedly this National Instructor of the Year thingy, I learned this from a brand new instructor by reading the book that I'm publishing, but he helped write.
And a brand new instructor.
Brand new instructor. And I learned something great.
So we're down under 2 minutes here, and gosh, this is just going. I find it A, fascinating what you're doing, the philanthropy of that, and your knowledge. I could sit and pick your brain for a long time because I can do it for free right now. You know, it's not going
to
cost me.
Oh no, I'm going to send an invoice to Fan.
Sorry, Obi, but no, Gary. I mean, the thing I admire about you is your heart is in the right place, right? I mean, you're doing this sheerly for the benefit of aviation and all aviators out there. Your heart is in the right place. You've got all that knowledge, and though you profit from that, mm-hmm. you're going to give so much of it away and invest a ton of your own money to do it.
Yeah, but it wasn't an original idea. How much does the Florida Aviation Network give back to GA for free? How much does the FAA Wings program and all the FAA safety team reps give out for free? How much does, you know, NAFI and SAFE members give out for free? None of this was an original idea. I just wanted to do my little part.
Well, and that being said, because we're out of time, I do want to promote FAASafety.gov.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And mm-hmm. and that WINGS program, there's just so many courses on there that are free.
They're free.
And you can get WINGS credits, and it can be a get-out-of-jail-free card if you have a minor
much helps.
Infraction.
It very much helps.
Helps with your oral on your biannual flight review, or what I'm told is just your flight review now.
Correct.
I think they dropped the biannual. Mm-hmm. But I think we are out of time. Which is, I can't believe it just went by like that. But anyway, I am Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network here at Sun and Fun 2023. I tried to get it right this time. And please stay tuned. We got more shows coming up. I'm Joel Hargis. See you then.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.